It's been about 4 months since officials discovered an infestation of coconut rhinoceros beetles on Wyalva Road behind Leeward Community College. It happens to sit on city land and was described as an illegal dump site where the beetles have been breeding. The city has asked Kamehameha Schools to use adjacent land for staging equipment needed to knock out the population of bugs. We talked to the city's Po Young Lai, the liaison with agricultural officials, about the progress being made to get the problem in check.
We treated that on the June 28th, and we treated that with the insecticide called Merit 0.5 granule, G, 0.5 G. And after the treatment, then our facility management people come in with a water tank. We spray with the water so that that will enhance the composting process so the temperature will build up. And then the following week, the Tuesday, then the tiller came in to till the whole area down, and so that we can turn the material upside down, and that also enhancing the temperature buildup. After that, the Department of Ag went back there, and they couldn't find any more larvae or adults. So that means the treatment is working now in controlling the beetle there. So the reason why we're approaching Kamehameha School is the next phase, what we try to do is use the Navy's a technology called in-vessel composting. So we're going to use we're going to have about an area is about 2 acres, and to put the a few 40-footer, the container, and then retrofit it so that we can put all the material from, they say, Wyalva Road, those wood chip, we can load it on the 40-footer container, and then we put in the urea and thermophilic bacteria, and then we can compost, cover it, and then that enhance for the composting of the material. So after that in-vessel composting done, we would ensure that there's no larvae or adults or even the eggs survive in the material.
And the whole idea behind the heat, what does the heat do?
That would make sure killing all the beetle in there, so the material we can... After that in-vessel composting, then we can move it to H power for incineration, or if we want to for the composting, we can do that. Send it to the Hawaiian herb product for the composting. We have found a little over about 1,300, mostly in the larval stage, and some adult, and the fewer pupae, and also we found some egg too. So different stages, but mainly it's a larval stage and then adult stage.
Okay, those are the two, but no more since the last time we talked then.
That's correct.
Okay.
After the treatment of the site, we haven't found any more the beetle from that site.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, but you may need to bring some of that material 2H power to be burned. You just want to make sure that you don't spread the problem around in the process.
That's correct. So the in-vessel composting to make sure everything is taken care of and then killed before we move the material to either H power or composting.
Okay.
At the Hawaiian herb product.
So has the military come out to see the site?
Not we. Department of Ag was in the process of discussing with Navy, okay, so because it's impossible, in terms of moving the material out of the area into the non-restricted area and then to Navy become a problem. So that's the reason why we need to have a staging area for close by, and that's where the Kamehameha School had land there behind LCC so that we can use this space, about 2 acres or so, for putting all the 40-footed containers and everything in there, and even, you know, work in that area so that we can have enough space for doing the composting.
Did they agree to that, or you're still working out the memorandum of understanding?
We're still working on that.
Okay.
We're still working on that. Kamehameha School said they would look at, they know why we're requesting for. They would review it and then get back to us. The finding in the trap still relatively high in the Per City area. Okay? Per City, Iloco Point, and Eva. These three areas are the major finding in the trap, inside the trap. And then, of course, the Waipio Peninsula also, we found that. Very recently, we found one male at the UH campus.
You're talking say West Oahu?
Oahu, yeah.
UH West Manoa. Oahu or Manoa?
Manoa. We haven't found anything there before that. But only recently we found one male there.
How recently?
Oh, that's in fact that's the week before, this week, and then last week. Last week we found one male in the campus. We found it in Cunha, Milani, and in that area. The key thing is they're not breeding there. They may be carried by the wind and spreading there. So far, we haven't found any breeding site in that area.
The city's environmental services director, Loi Kina, has said she's willing to burn the compost at H-Power, the city's garbage-to-energy plant, and suggested officials declare an emergency situation. Officials have also reached out to the military, which has been working to keep the pest in check on its property for the last 5 years. To report a sighting, call the hotline at 643-PEST.